Hello, and welcome to the Get the Acceptance Letter podcast. My name is Treasure Shields Redmond, and I'm known as the debt-free degree expert. I help busy parents of college-bound teens secure top-tier education without massive debt. This week, in the Busy Parents of College-Bound Teens Facebook group, which you should join, by the way, we've been talking about those essential items you need in order to make the push and prepare your kid for a debt-free degree before the end of the year. If you have a high school senior in your house, hopefully you've been finishing up those applications and even receiving some correspondence from college, either about minor items that need to be completed or just confirmation that they've received your FAFSA or your scholarship application, your application in general, all those things, your transcripts. But for some people, life got in the way and they are at crunch time. And that means that they need to know the quick and dirty. What do I need in order to get my kid on the right track before 2018 gets here? Well, what you need are five kind of big categories, right? Last week, we talked about FAFSA in the Busy Parents of College-Bound Teens support group on Facebook. The FAFSA is the first biggie. It's the free application for student aid. Every college is going to require it. And if you haven't gotten it done, you can go and watch my walkthrough. You can find it on my website on the free resources page at gettheacceptanceletter.online. So the next big category of the five are essential templates and documents that you should assemble. So it's sort of like getting ready to go on a trip and you pack your bag so that you're prepared for whatever happens. You might put a mini umbrella. You might pack extra underwear. You might pack headache medicine because traveling may activate your sinuses. Whatever it may be, you try to be prepared. Well, getting prepared for a debt-free degree is quite similar. So I think that you should assemble these items. The first one is a scholarship questionnaire. Now, this is a particular kind of questionnaire that I've developed, and maybe I'll share it with you later. But what I did share was the next item, the college resume. The college resume is actually built from the answers, many of them, to the scholarship questionnaire. It's a document that colleges ask for and that almost all of the lucrative scholarships ask for. And it focuses on four big categories: education, activities, academic awards and achievements, activities and awards, and volunteer activities. So education, they want to know what high school you went to, your GPA, ACT and SAT scores, class rank, academic awards and achievements. They want to know, were you in honor society, on honor roll? Activities and awards. Those are different than academic achievements. Did you receive an all district academic team award? Were you the left-handed pitcher in the league baseball team and won an award for that? Were you on the spirit team and they gave you an award for that? Are those things activities that you participated in and excelled? And then last, volunteer activities. Were you in Key Club? Did you judge the middle school theater contest? Did you volunteer with a local bar association, help to hand out meals to the homeless, stock a food pantry, read to small children? Whatever it was, list it. Now, I wish I had more time to go into depth about the other items, but I'll quickly tell you what they are. Recommendation letter requests, recommendation letter templates, thank you notes, and scholarship information requests. If you want to know more about that, join me at gettheacceptanceletter.online. I have really enjoyed talking to you about these essential items. Let's get it done for 2017. Until then, happy admissions.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.